can erosion tell us about climate change? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today on the Academic Minute, Sean Gulick, a geophysicist at the Jackson School of Geosciences at the University of Texas at Austin, explains how climate can grind mountains faster than they can be rebuilt.
There's an ongoing debate in the geosciences about the impact climate has on mountain building. You might think that climate is just a detail and that tectonic forces are more important. However, our research is swinging the pendulum back a little bit and saying that in some cases, climate can erode mountains at a rate that outpaces tectonic's ability to construct them. We studied the St. Elias Mountains in coastal Alaska because it's a place where both erosion and tectonics are rapid. A tectonic collision rapidly adds material to the mountains, and large temperate glaciers erode material from the mountains and transport it to the ocean. We actually measured the material that was eroded by taking a total of 4 kilometers of sediment cores at 5 locations from beneath the seafloor in increasing distances away from the mountains. Using these cores, we found that erosion rates changed with 2 transitions in climate. The first one is the start of the Pleistocene, around 2.5 million years ago, when the northern hemisphere ice sheets grew and ice ages occurred every 40,000 years. But erosion really picked up in the middle of the Pleistocene, about 1 million years ago, when the ice ages got more intense and lasted longer, about every 100,000 years. By adding up all the sediments younger than 1 million years, we found that the material being stripped away from the mountains exceeded the material going into them by 50 to 80%. Directly comparing material added to the mountains by tectonics with that being eroded from the mountains by glaciers over hundreds of thousands of years is something that hasn't been done before. It helps show, for the first time, that erosion could outpace tectonics in a measurable way. I think we now have to ask, is it true only here, or does it affect other glacial mountain ranges?
That was Sean Gulick of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.